Good morning. I will be talking about the Braille Sense 6 Mini and demonstrating a few select features of this device. It is a 20-cell Braille display. It is approximately 3.5 inches from front to back, approximately 6 inches long from left to right, and approximately an inch thick. It can read the following files, to name a few: PDF, text, DOCX, EPUB, and PowerPoint. You can take notes, create documents, do all kinds of email processes. You can use media in it, such as DAISY, FM radio. You can use YouTube and streaming services such as Apple and Netflix. Make appointments, create contacts, synchronize the contacts with your Google Calendar and your appointments with it as well. You can do calculations, alarms. You can use it as a Braille display, and it has a GPS sensor and a compass for accomplishing independent navigation. You can download and install apps from the Google Play Store. You can use Google services such as Google Drive, Google Docs, and others. You can attend and present at conferences in Zoom, Google Meets, and Microsoft Teams. You can use the Google Assistant and Amazon Voice. You can connect it to your watch. It has a camera for scanning purposes and pictures. There are 100 gigabytes available for the user in the internal device. It has 12 hours of battery life, not necessarily when USB devices are connected, such as keyboards, but I've been able to get 12 hours out of it under most circumstances. There are 6 gigabytes of RAM, and now I'm going to describe the keyboard. The keyboard is a 9-key Perkins keyboard, starting from left to right. Backspace, dots 3, 2, 1, space, dots 4, 5, 6, and enter. The row underneath that has, in order from left to right, F1, F2, control, space, Alt, F3, and F4. Underneath that, you have 20 router keys, one key for each of the cells on your reader. On the right-hand side, from back to front, the first USB-C is to plug in your charging cable, where you can plug the other USB end either into a computer or into a charging block. The second one is for plugging in an external device such as a keyboard. On the front panel, there are 2 locking switches. The left one is a 3-part locking switch for Braille on or not having Braille off, and for locking your keyboard in transit. The second one is a 3-part switch for media controls, and then there are 5 media buttons, which I'm not going to describe here. To the right of that, there is the power button, which is the on and off switch. The left-hand side, from top to bottom, you have the microphone jack, the headphone jack, and then the top volume and the bottom volume control. On the back of the device, you have the battery compartment, and you also have a camera for taking pictures and scanning. The middle of the top front has the microphone, and the speaker is in the bottom right-hand corner. And that is the description of the device. Now we're going to go into describing some of the features and a little bit of demonstration of some of the ones that we think are interesting. There is a place in the unit for an SD card. It actually goes underneath the battery. So you install your SD card, then you put your battery in, and then you close up your device and you're good to go. Okay, the next thing I want to show you is just the menus, and I will show you the menus, and then I will go inside one or two of them so you can see the options.
Word processor, W. Notepad, N. Email, E. Media, M. Books, K. Organizer, O. Web tools, B. Extras, X. Programs, R. Utilities, U. Settings, S. Help, H. Play Store, P. All apps, A. Information about the Braille Sense, I.
And the very first one, which did not play.
File Manager, F.
File Manager. So, just to give you a sense of what is inside of some of these, if I go into File Manager,
Flash Disk 1.5 list,
I am going to see Flash Disk.
SD25 list item.
SD, that's for if you're using your SD card and you want to put things on it.
Google Drive 3.5 list item.
Google Drive, which I will confess I have not used.
OneDrive 4.5 list item.
I have not used OneDrive either.
Dropbox 5.5 list item.
And Dropbox. I have used Dropbox and will demonstrate that in a moment. Now I'm going to get out of this.
OneDrive 4.5 list item. Flash Disk 1.5 list item.
I'm going to get out of it by going using the cord Z to get out of the file manager. So now if I want to go into the file manager.
Flash Disk 1.5 list item.
And I want to go into my documents.
Folder 117
list
item.
I'm going to do a D three times.
Daisy data documents folder 517 cheesecake BR.
And now I can look at the names of my files. Cheesecake.
Directions.txt
directions.
219 list item. Episode 28 BRL 319 list
that's
item.
That's a grade 3 file.
Human re-one sources for WWBRL 419 list item.
Okay, you get the point.
Patchable.txt 1219 list item.
With the last one being a music file.
Cheesecake.
If
BRL
I want to do anything in my Cheesecake Factory file, I'm going to hit enter on it to go into it.
Cheesecake, BRL open.
And I'm going to go into the file menu by doing a cord M.
Top of document, Cheesecake, file, F, pull down menu.
And now I want to see my options under files, so I'm going to hit enter.
New, N, enter and pull down menu.
New, enter N.
Open new notepad, W. Dialog, backspace, O, menu item.
Open in Notepad. Now, each of these will give you the shortcut key or the individual letter key that you can use.
Open, O, dialog, enter, O, menu item. Recent file list, R, opened documents, D, dialog, backspace, save, S, dialog, enter, S, menu item.
Save.
Save as, A,
save
dialog,
as.
Space, S, menu item.
And there are 8 different types of files that you can save in this.
Print, P, dialog, space, P, menu item.
I can print the file.
Settings, E, dialog, enter, E, menu item.
I can
item.
Change settings in the
dictionary,
file.
D, dialog, backspace, enter, D, menu item. Exit, Z,
there's a dictionary,
space, menu item.
And an exit. The other
file, F.
Options, if I don't go into File, include
Edit, E,
Edit,
down menu, Insert,
Insert,
I, pull down, Go to, G,
Go to,
pull down menu, Read, R, pull down menu,
Read,
Layout, L, pull
layout,
down menu, File, F, pull down menu,
and etc.
Cancel.
Very similar to what you would see in a Windows situation. The very last one is information about the device itself, and that will give you just stuff that you need to know. Serial number and a few other details. The email is quite good. You can type messages, you can send them, you can reply to them, you can forward them, you can read attachments, and that all works very nicely. The next thing that I think I want to show you
file manager
is
F.
Dropbox. Now, when this first came out, I was not happy with Dropbox because there was a glitch. But it appears to have been fixed. And it appears now that pretty much if I put a folder in my Dropbox, it will recognize the entire contents of the folder. So, how do I get into Dropbox? I hit enter on File Manager.
Flash disk 1.5 list.
And instead of going into Flash Disk, where I'll see all my folders that I can use, I am going to arrow to the right with .4 and spacebar.
SD 2.5 list item.
To the fifth option, which is Dropbox.
Google Drive, OneDrive, 4, Dropbox, 5.5 list item.
And I am going to
list item.
Go to
Jeanette and Terry folder 10, John Jeanette folder 1186 list, ACB 2019 folder 1236 list item.
So I've gone into a folder that John and I use, and I want to show you that you can play all kinds of stuff from Dropbox on this device. I am going to look for
NBP Book Downloads folder 38, NBP Books for NBP Books for NF Ocean Wave August 21st, 2013. 1043.
That's a good one.
For a 195, 236 list item.
What it is it's just a folder of recording the water by the ocean. So I'm going to hit enter on this.
One object's copied.
And it says
Ocean Wave, August 21st, 2013, 1043 PM for a 195, 236 list item.
It's copied my file, and then it plays it. And it actually plays better on this than it plays on my iPhone. I'm going to stop this one
Wave, August 21st,
and get out of
ACB,
this part of Dropbox.
File Manager, F.
And
information about the
Braille
Sans. File
go
Manager, F. Flash
into
list, Dropbox, 5, 5,
another
list item.
Dropbox file
list item.
Under
Recap Memos folder
my
4086 list item.
Own recordings.
DV2019 0 Envision DV2.
And
DV,
I'm using
2019, MP3,
first letter navigation to get to it.
List DV2022,
and
09,
this is 08, a file I recorded this week.
150MP3 151/186 list item.
And it does not, the name of it is the way MP3s are done when you are in Dropbox with RecUp. But what it is a recording from my iPhone of something that I have to learn from my choir, and I will play it. It will copy it and play it.
One object is copied. DV2022-09-08-14140-MP3-151-186 list item.
Okay, I played the wrong file, but the point is still the same. I meant to play the 09071. Very nice to be able to take a Dropbox file and play it. And one of the things that I have done with some of my Dropbox files,
DV2022-09-08-141-DV2022-09-07.
This one, which is the one I meant to play, is
I
have copied it to my Dropbox so that I can learn this. For my choir, and I can bring this with me and learn it while I'm doing other things in the middle of reading, when I want to take a break, etc., etc., etc. I have used this for downloading books. I have used it for transferring books from three different devices. I love this feature. The next thing we are going to talk about is Bard. Bard, I was going to demonstrate, but as I looked at it, I decided that they need to do some more work on it. And while it is possible, it is kludgy, and we don't really have the time to work through that in this demonstration. I will only say that for them, it is a work in progress. So instead, we are going to talk about the Bookshare app that Hims has created. In the main menu, I'm going to go to Books. Now, there are two ways to do it. I can arrow down to it, or I can hit K. I'm going to hit K.
Daisy Player D.
In this menu, the first thing you heard was Daisy Player, and there are several other choices, which I'm going to arrow through so you can hear them.
Document Reader K. Online Daisy O. Bookshare Download B.
And of those four choices, the one that I need to select is Bookshare Download. And to do that, I'm going to hit Enter.
Books 1-4 list. Search content. Books 1-4 list item.
Now, you heard it say that it would search content. And the first thing you hear is books. There are some other choices. I'm going to arrow through so you can hear those.
Periodicals 2-4 list item. Reading list 3-4 list item. Download history 4-4 list item.
I could go in that, but I rarely do. The one I use most often is books.
Reading list 3-4 list. Periodicals 2-4 list. Books 1-4 list
and
item.
I have just arrowed back to books. I am going to now tab through for the search types.
Search type, title 1-5 list item.
And now it's given me the first one, and I will arrow through the choices.
Author 2-5 list item. ISBN 3-5 list item. Keyword 4-5 list item. Category 5-5 list item.
I have used category, I have used title, and I have used author. I am going to go back to author.
Keyword 4-5 ISBN author 2-5 list item.
And now I'm going to tab again.
Author edit box.
And it's an edit box, and I'm going to put in an author that I know will come up with only her books. J.D. Robb. J. Space.
J.
D.
D.
Space.
D.
R-O-B-B.
R-O-B.
I'm going to wait for a couple of seconds, and then I'm going to tab. Oops.
Fantasy and Death, in Death 30, J.D. Robb 150 list item.
That just means it wasn't quite ready to let me hear the list. Now, I can arrow through this list with my chord 4 again.
Visions and Death, in Death 19, J.D. Robb 250 list item. Echoes and Death. J.D. Robb 350 list item. Promises in Death, in Death 28, J.D. Robb 450 list item.
And this is the one that I want to download. But before I do that, I'm going to show you a couple of things. Once you've selected your book, you could tab to download.
Download book button.
But there are some other things that you want to know first. So I am going to shift tab.
Results. Promises in Death.
Back
in death,
to this title.
J.D. Robb 450 list item.
By doing a shift tab, which is chord, that's 1-2. And then I can hit Enter I so I can hear the details about this book.
Book detail dialog. Title, Promises in Death. Static books.
And to go through each option, I'm going to use space.4.
Author, J.D. Robb Static Books. ISBN, 9781101016114 Static Books. Synopsis, one New York Times bestselling author J.D. Robb takes us to the New York City of 2060, where Lieutenant Eve Dallas faces down a cop killer. Amaryllis Coltrane may have recently transferred to the New York City Police Force from Atlanta, but she's been a cop long enough to know how to defend herself against an assailant. When she's taken down just steps away from her apartment, killed with her own weapon, for Eve the victim isn't just one of us, Eve starts questioning everyone while her husband, Rourke, digs into computer data on the dead woman's life back in Atlanta. To their shock, they discover a connection between this case and their own painful, shadowy pasts. The truth will need to be uncovered one layer at a time, starting with the box that arrives at Cop Central addressed to Eve, containing Coltrane's guns, badge, and a note from her killer. You can have them back. Maybe someday soon, I'll be sending yours to somebody else. But Eve Dallas doesn't take too kindly to personal threats, and she is going to break this case, whatever it takes. And that's a promise. From the paperback edition Static Box, category, literature and fiction, mystery and thrillers, romance, science fiction and fantasy fiction, mystery detective, police procedural fiction, mystery detective, women sleuths, Static Box. Language, and Static Box. Publisher, Penguin Publishing Group, Static Box. Publish date, Wednesday, July 26th, 2017, Static Box. Format, Daisy Apple 3 Audio Word BRF Static Box.
Now, from here, now I want to close that, so I've tabbed from...
Download Book button. Format, Daisy Apple 3 Audio Word BRF
Static Box. Where it tells me the format.
Download Book button.
Past download to close.
Results, promises in death.
That brings me back to the title.
List item.
And I want to show you the options with Enter O.
Options dialog. Download, download and unzip 2-3 list item. Download only 1-3 list item. Download, download, unzip, and open 3-3 list item.
So there are three options there. I don't really want to do those right now either. The next thing I want
format,
to show
Daisy
you
2-6 list item.
Is the format options. And I tabbed to get to those, and I'm going to use space and left arrow
BRF16 list item
to get to the first choice, which is BRF, and I'll let you hear the others.
Daisy 2-6 list item. Apple 336 list item.
That's EPUB.
Word 4-6 list item. Audio 5-6 list item. Daisy 2 Audio 6-6 list item.
I will confess the ones that I have mostly used are Braille and Daisy.
Audio 5-6 list. Word 4-6 list item. Apple 336 list item. Daisy 2-6 list item.
And I am going back to Daisy because that is what I am going to demonstrate. Now I'm going to tab again.
Download path. Flash disk book share button.
And I have not changed the tab path for this. I find it works just fine. It basically puts it into my Daisy folder. And then if I've decided that I'm downloading a Braille book, I can then go back to that folder and move it to where I keep my Braille books that I've downloaded when I decide I'm going to use a BRF format.
Confirm button.
I could confirm if I were changing anything, but I'm not changing anything. And I got there by tabbing, and now...
Cancel button.
I'm going to do cancel.
Results. Promises in death. In death 28. J.D. Robb.
I am back on this title, and now I'm just going to tab to download.
Download book button.
And I'm downloading the book. It does take a few minutes.
One hunt download complete. Download book button.
And it is now downloaded. Now, I'm going to leave here. I always hit F1. That sort of takes me out. And then I always do space 1, 2, 3 to get to the top of my menus. And then I will do K again to get to books.
Daisy Player, D.
And the first option here is Daisy Player. I'm going to hit Enter on that.
Open Daisy Dialog. The Iron Raven folder 2529 list item.
Anything that I have downloaded into this folder is now showing. So I know that I just did Promises in Death, which begins with a P. So I could arrow all the way to the P's, or I can just hit P.
Promises in Death folder 1629 list item.
Now, you would think that you could just hit enter and open it. It doesn't work that way. The first thing you need to do is select it, which I will do by hitting a space.
Selected Promises in Death, folder 16.
When you do that, if you have Braille on, you will see that's 1-6 before the folder name, which is in quotes, Promises in Death. Now I'm going to hit enter.
Promise 100. Notice. Titles by J. D. Rob. Naked in Death. Glory in Death. Immortal in Death. Rapture in Death. pause.
Okay, so as you see, once I hit enter, it starts reading immediately, and I can pause it by hitting space. And there are many commands you can use, but one of the ones that I have found the most useful for navigating through this, if I want to go forward or backward or rewind, is to navigate by headings. And you can get into the headings menu with enter H.
Heading list dialog. Heading titles by J.D. Robb 216 list item.
If you did not know that shortcut command, you could do Cord-M and go into file and arrow over to headings. Now I'm in the headings and I can go through them by arrowing with space.4 and space.1.
G.P. Putnam's Sons 316 list item. 416 list item. 516 list item. 616 list item.
I believe these are chapters. Sometimes they say chapters, sometimes they don't. But I could choose to enter on this 6 of 16.
While the author has made every effort. Further, the publisher does not. Penguin.com, version 6. Epilogue. Love itself draws on a woman nearly all the bad luck in the world. Comma,
now
will
I'm going to space again. I'm going to do enter H again.
Heading list dialog.
And I'm going to keep going through it.
16 list item. 1016 list item. Comma William Shakespeare 11/12/16 list item. 13/16 list item. 14/16 list item.
Okay, I'm going to go to 14 of 16.
Let's log and have a little chat with the messenger. Baxter, you and Trueheart take the mail drop. I'll grab the boy and go. Peabody, with me. Pause.
And I could go back to the beginning with chord 1, 2, 3.
Notice. Titles by J. D. Pause.
In this case, it must have been one of the first books that they did when they were marking up the books, and the chapter numbers are not listed as well as they are in other books where they actually say chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. But you can still navigate through the book. You can also use other chords for navigation. I don't typically do that. If I want to rewind, I usually do it through the headings menu just because I find it faster. But it works very nicely, and when I have wanted to be in places where I didn't really want to do a lot with Braille, or I wanted to turn the Braille off because my hands might get bumped and I might mess it up, so I was only going to read with audio, I have used it, and I like it. And that's all I have to say about the hymns.
Before I take questions, I want to say two quick things. One is that if I have navigated to a heading and I'm in an environment that suddenly gets really noisy, I can pause my hymns, turn the audio off, and start reading the Braille, and I'll be right where I want to be. Now, it doesn't track completely. You have to go to a certain heading and start, but say I were on a bus and the bus got really loud and I said, oh, I'm going to turn the audio off. I could do that and I can either read with my arrow keys one line at a time, or I can use the cursor keys that I talked about that are on the side of the device. And that's one of the things I really like about using the hymns.
You said that you could connect your Mini to your Apple Watch. How does that work?
I have not played with that yet. And part of the reason for that, Steve, is because we have an older model of the watch. And I'm not convinced with the Series 3 that it would work. I will be experimenting with that when we get our new ones. And once I've done that, I'd be glad to demonstrate it.
Is that something that it says in the hymns documentation?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I didn't realize that. And I was just kind of surprised that you could do it because, you know, hymns is an Android device and your Apple Watch is obviously iOS.
Well, that's why I don't know whether I could, but I suspect, as John points out, that it's probably via Bluetooth.
All right. That makes sense, I guess.
Thank you very much, Jeanette. That was excellent.